ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRef.com presents Rick Stein on Basketball, an inside look into the University of Southern Indiana women's basketball program. Tonight's show is brought to you by Hausman Outdoor Solutions, the Hilltop Inn, Allstat Office City, by the Mac Industrial Services, and by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. Rick Stein on Basketball is also brought to you by Slate Printing, Lou Fuse Mazda, and by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Now live from the Hilltop Inn, here's the host of the show, Brad Klein.
It's the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for coming down on the west side, talking USI women's basketball with the Screaming Eagle women's basketball head coach, Rick Stein. Round of applause.
All right. Great crowd tonight again. Yeah, it's been a few weeks, hasn't it? Yeah, it's been a while. Weather kind of got us a little bit. Road trips got us a little bit. And it's nice to be back out here on the west side, Hilltop Inn, ready to go. Talking USI women's basketball. It's amazing. It's been February. What happened?
I know it.
Where'd the season go? And stretch run for us. And obviously coming off a road trip and last two home games. It's too early in February to have our last two home games. I don't make this schedule in the league, so don't be mad at me. This is the OVC made this one. I hate to see a senior day so early in a February period, but the blessing is that we know that we're going to be in Evansville at the Ford Center in a conference tournament,
right?
Because we've already earned that right. We will still be in Evansville after this weekend, but obviously trying to earn spots now. You know, when it comes to the conference tournament, it's awesome to know that we're in it with six games to play. But a lot to happen in the next, 3 weeks, and seeding and all the above. Where could we end up? What is it going to look like as far as a buy or no buys or anything else goes in between? Super proud of our team. To come back and get a great road win on a Saturday, a tough Saturday on a tough road trip, and play great basketball, and then you come back home, and hopefully you can carry some great things over. So. Listen, I can't shut up. I'm ready to talk USI women's basketball. This is good stuff. I mean, well, I'm excited to go.
You don't have to shut up.
Okay, well,
it's the Rick Stein Radio Show.
Okay, yeah, you know me. I can talk for a lot.
That's good.
I've
always thought about this. I never actually got your thoughts on it. Sometimes I talk to Becca about it. She goes to the shows, and she goes, Coach can talk. he can talk. And I tell her, and you tell me, and I kind of just put her on blaze there, but I've said multiple times that if I was really strategic about which questions to ask in an hour-long show, I could probably get away with only asking five, and we can do an hour.
Three and a half.
Three and a half?
Come on. Yeah. And no, come on. My team knows. You can ask Kylie and Saran. I don't talk that much, do I? Come on now. No comment over there. Listen, when you're talking about great things and great people and what's going on with our program, I obviously love it and I can yap for a while.
No, it's good. I don't get paid per word.
I like the back and forth conversation though, so I'll bring it back to you when you go.
There's a lot to talk about, like you said, Kylie Dennis, Sarong West coming on the show. They're Jimmy Jones subs on the show. So we'll talk about that. We've got Senior Day coming up as well, like you said. So, of course, a road trip to break down. But before we get there, this is our first show since homecoming. And you guys, wasn't just any homecoming for you. The 50th anniversary of USI women's basketball. So you had a homecoming for all these different players. Who did you see that was really a blast from the past for you that you kind of had to pinch yourself and say, wow, I can't believe that she's now an alum and not a player?
So many. it was awesome. A shout out to so many people that helped get that together, and again, you guys are all seeing some of the videos that are on, and from some of our former, even some of our current players. I just saw Kylie did one. I don't know if it's been up on the board yet, but it's awesome because you get to hear from people that really were so much of a part of building this program and in the early days. We had two that were here for that celebration right before homecoming. They're one of the first team ever here at USI. One of them was the first actually scholarship, full scholarship player. I think it was Holly Billings. But then you get to hear their stories and talk to them, and they talk about, hey, yeah, we had to buy our own uniforms and our own shoes. And the van trips, and they were all van trips, obviously. I was part of quite a few of those in my early days in 1991, 92. And then it pretty much went to all bus after that because of some scary road trips that were on vans, long trips. But people flying in from different places because of what this program has meant to them and their time here and their relationships here. And you hear so much of that, the people that affect our young people and our young women and so many are in this room right now and the special times that they had. It's awesome. It's funny because, you know, obviously Coach Dugan was in listen, I wouldn't be here without her. And without Joni Jost and my wife, they were in her ear quite a bit to help me get a chance to be a student assistant coach here. And Joni's like a mom, to me and Carrie and our family for sure. She's front center here right now. Come on now. Chancellor didn't know me from anybody and gave me an opportunity to just get my feet. I just jump in and go, and there were so many things I had to learn, but I had so much fun, and certainly was blessed to be a part of something awesome, during that time. It's funny because her and Coach Linton, who was an assistant coach during my time, also came by our house after the game, and Kathy Lau came by, and Laura Perrick, and Annette and Jeanette Elkin. These are all names that they don't carry anymore because they're all married. But I just know they're real names, But the stories going around in that room, and so many of you that know them, you would know the stories going around that room are amazing. But it's so fun to hear experiences. So many players from so many of our great teams throughout the years and to hear about their experiences. You're just so blessed to be around so many outstanding people. I think that's when I think of USI and I think about USI women's basketball, the people are the difference makers. We've won a lot of games. We've had championships and a lot of cool stuff, but the people are things that we'll never forget. And I know I'll never forget. And that even runs through today. And I think that's, part of what we're doing right now and great people. I say it all the time. We recruit really good players and really good students and recruit outstanding people. And I think that's what you're going to talk to Kylie tonight. You're going to talk Sarong tonight. I think that they fit the mold perfectly.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for you guys to be able to hear from them too about their experience and what's going on. But we're blessed. We're blessed to have a outstanding young group and of women that care about what's going on. And we've had that for a long time.
Real quick, I'd like to get your thoughts on this past weekend. You're talking about the lineage of USI women's basketball and all those alums that were there for the SIUE game, the homecoming game. They have to be really proud of this group this year because, there have been some games, some OVC games that are tough losses. You look at the UT Martin game, for example, and then what happens 2 days later, you guys bounce right back and almost double up SEMO. So take me through the transition from game one to game two of this past weekend and how you guys patched it together and figured that out.
There's no easy games in this league, and I've talked to plenty of coaches in this league that have been in the OVC longer than I have, and they talk about how it's best they've ever had. Best they've ever seen from top to bottom. The bottom's better. The top's just as good. And every night, everybody wants to beat you. We go to Martin. I think we lose by 8, and we can't make a basket. Nothing really is going in the right direction for us when it comes to just putting the ball in the hoop. We kept fighting and fighting, and I didn't think we were at our best. And that's one of the things that we talked about in between that Friday. Going into the Saturday game, Sometimes you make a basket, sometimes you don't. But one of the things that we don't do as a program, we especially right now with this team, we can't live and die on a made jumper, because we're better than that in how we defend, how we rebound, how we work, and how tough we are, how good of a team we are together has been what's been our success. And on Friday, it was probably, I thought, one of our best workouts of the year. You can ask these guys. And then a great shoot around on Saturday morning. And boy, we came out and took care of business on Saturday versus SEMO. And some people think, wow, well, they're just not very good. They're good. They're right at the conference tournament. If the conference ended today, they'd be in the conference tournament.
Yeah.
They'd be the eighth seed, and the eighth seed in this league's good. And just so you know, because the team we play tomorrow, Tennessee State, has won three games in this league, and they just beat Western Illinois, who's winning the league.
Yeah.
There's no bad teams. The team that's coming in tomorrow can beat us. And they had us beat for a lot of the game over there. We found a way to win the game. So proud of our team. You know, things like Thursday last week, a tough loss. Heck, we tied the game. I think it was 5 or 6 minutes left. You think, hey, we can get over the hump. We didn't. They made shots down the stretch. And that can maybe affect you the next game. It didn't. Our bounce back was awesome. Really proud of our team and how we kind of found ourselves again and got a win. You know, I always say, to win at home, split on the road. We needed that split really bad.
Again, it's the Rickstown Radio Show here on WREF, talking USI women's basketball with the head coach and also a couple of players on the other side. Kylie Dennis hopping on the show when we return on WREF.
All right.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
For 20 years, Hoosier Home Improvement has been taking care of tri-state residents with their remodeling and roofing needs. Looking to replace or upgrade the windows in your home, Hoosier Home Improvement is a certified expert Pella installer and has been recognized as number one in the nation when it comes to customer satisfaction, as determined by Pella Corporation. At Hoosier Home Improvement, they take pride in their work, get projects done on time, and are licensed, bonded, and insured. For professional home improvement projects, call Hoosier Home Improvement at 812-421-1201.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week, a relaxing atmosphere with friends and family, great food and drink? Then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls of Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
Plus tax title license includes first payment and $245 dock fee, $3,000 due at signing, zero security, 10,000 miles per year. With approved credit, financing $2,083 per month per 1,000 borrowed. Zero down 48 months, must finance with KFA. Offers can't combine, ends 3-1-26.
Get ready for new Kias with 0% financing at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Get ready for big savings on new 2025 Kia K4s, only $169 a month. You're set with a new 2025 Kia Sorento, just $279 a month, or buy with 0% financing. Drive a new 2025 Kia Telluride, now $299 a month, or buy with 0%. All 24-month leases. Got a trade? See us today and we'll make you a huge offer. It's the Ready, Set, Drive sales event. Don't miss K4s $169, Sorrentos $279 or 0%, Tellurides $299 or 0% at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
And we're back on the Rookstime Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're talking USI women's basketball. We had Coach helping us out in that regard, and now we have a couple of players from Wrong West coming up. But we've got Kylie Dennis here, the Jimmy John sub of the show.
Hey, guys.
How are we doing?
Good. Good.
Is this your radio debut?
This is my radio debut.
Your live radio debut?
My first time.
I can tell that you're really excited about it.
Yeah, I am. I was looking forward to it all day. So,
obviously, that's not true. I see that you're nervous. There's no reason to be nervous.
You don't got
to
call me out like that. Call me out.
This is what I do for a living. Okay. Everyone's watching you. That's okay, right? Because everyone's trying to figure out who Kylie Dennis is off the floor, right? So that's what we're going to figure out together. But the public speaking thing, I hear you took a public speaking class in high school.
I did.
So you're prepared. You're ready.
I took it against my will, so I wouldn't say I'm prepared, but.
Okay, but like, almost. If you think about it, you have to perform in public, right?
Right.
On the basketball court, this is no different. It's the same thing.
I would say I'm pretty nervous before games, too. Like, obviously, when I get out there, I get comfortable, but before games, definitely. A little nervous.
All right, so we're going to try to figure out the audio. Sounds good now?
Is that better?
All right. So we got Kylie Dennis here on WREF. You know, a couple of things. Maybe this will, you know, loosen you up and get you more acclimated to the space here.
Okay.
I'm wondering what the current state of our relationship is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure this out. For those who don't know, Kylie Dennis is not, and I had a very, very civil rivalry.
Yep.
At the beginning of your college career, because every time I would go in for for a fist pump, right, and it became a thing, and I didn't know if she was going to pull one of those on me, and you did a lot. So are we on good footing now?
We are.
Good?
We can just – there we go.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know how it started.
I don't either. I feel like you came up to me and you gave me one, and then you did it to me, and I was like, okay, I have to get it back. But I had to, like, plan it strategically.
It was
so
like
you wouldn't know.
Also at soccer games sometimes.
Yeah.
I would see you out there, and, yeah, it became, like, a really contentious thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were new to college. You're trying to figure everything out, and then here comes this gooper with a microphone in his face just going, oh,
I'm like,
no
who's
way.
This guy?
Yeah.
Who's this guy? Yeah.
That must have annoyed you.
No, I just had to get even, though. I was planning it. I knew I would get you back.
Yeah, I asked you about the handshake thing because I feel like I take credit, I should at least, for the pregame handshakes that you're a big part of in the starting lineups. I mean, those are well choreographed. And I feel like I'm the guy who got you equipped to do those.
Well, I've been doing that probably since middle school. So.
All right, but not at the collegiate level, right?
That's
See,
true.
I'm the one who got you to a D1 handshake
that is
level.
True. Okay. I'll give you some credit.
Before we talk about actual basketball, and by the way, you're playing some of the best basketball of your life, so round of applause
for
that.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to completely bury the lead, but before we talk about the actual basketball element of it, I want to know about these starting lineup introductory handshakes. How choreographed are they? How planned are they?
I feel like they really aren't planned. Like, one day at practice, I was like, okay, we need to come up with handshakes. And Green did it last year, so somebody else had to do it at the top. And they're like, you do it. So I was like, okay, we have to come up with handshakes. So it's really just, like, on the spot. Like, we kind of just – it's really – it has a lot to do with, like, our personalities within each other. So we just kind of come up with something random and put it together.
So when you go up to a starter and you say, okay, what is your idea? Or you're the handshake expert and you come up with the plan?
I feel like it's usually my idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. You take credit for it.
Like, for example, Lo, she's a three-point shooter, so we do, like, we hold up a three or, like, a bow and arrow or something like that. So.
What's your favorite one?
Probably me and Bew. So we do TikToks together, like, we dance. TikTok's, like, an online app.
They know what TikTok is.
Well, I didn't know. So we did, like, a dancing one, like, one of the trends online. So that's one of our handshakes. So
I feel like that's
my
favorite one, too, or whatever that is.
I look forward to that one every day. Every game. Yeah.
For you, and again, you're back in the rotation after the injury stuff in the early stages of your career, but you look at the last four games, and you played double-digit minutes in each of those games. You have 25 points over the last three games. What has been clicking for you on the floor?
I think it's just confidence, like just getting over the hump, you know, with my injuries coming out and just being confident within myself and doing what I've been doing since middle school, high school, and just – remembering how my game and how I play. So,
how difficult was that to get back to your game?
Very difficult. I mean, I feel like the injuries were just back to back to back for me, so it was very hard for me to just get over the hump and progress. So I feel like I'm getting there.
Had you ever been injured like that until college?
No, never. Yeah, no. I mean, I had some ankle injuries in high school, but I kind of just played through it. It wasn't really severe or anything, so.
If you don't mind, I'm kind of rehashing what you had to go through, because freshman year, correct me if I'm wrong, you missed the entire year.
Yeah.
And then you played in limited minutes last year. So what exactly were your injuries that you had to overcome?
They were all, like, with my ankle. I had a grade 3 sprain, and then it kind of just lingered around. Like, I played on it, and then it was still bothering me. I was having, like, tightness in my foot, so they thought, like, the best case would be just to have surgery and get some of the scar tissue removed, and that was the best for me. So
how'd you get through that? And I'm asking you because I talk to student-athletes every day. I do it for a living. Injuries are tough. Yeah, physically, but mentally, too.
Yeah.
And you just want to be out there. You just want to be competing. So how did you actually do that and get through that?
Just talking to my friends, really, just keeping confidence within myself, motivation from other people, and also just getting in the gym and, like, remembering who I was, like, and not forgetting, obviously, who I am as a person. So.
You know, I get that. And I've seen highlights of you in high school, and obviously I see you now. How different are you collegiately than you were in high school? Like you said, just trying to find yourself again on the floor.
I feel like pretty similar. Like, I've always really focused on, like, my athleticism in games. In high school, I played the one more, so it's kind of coming into college, it's been a little different playing, like, 2-3 guard. But I feel like mostly the same. Like, I'm pretty, like, all over the floor, like, jumping around and everything. Yeah.
And the athleticism, it's prevalent when you're playing. We all see it in open space. And there have been a few times over the past few games, I see you just blitz the passing lane, and you've got an entire half of the floor to yourself in transition. That feels like, you correct me if I'm wrong, that's when you're at your best.
Yeah.
Where does that come from, that attribute for you?
I feel like I've always been like that. Like, in high school, I would always go for those passes. Like, he tells us 100%, if the pass is there, 100%, go for it. And I feel like the past few times, it's been there, and I just went for it. So,
see, if it were me, and, of course, you don't want to compare yourself to me athletically. That's a no-no. But if it were me, I'd be really afraid of just whiffing the layup. Just smoking it.
Yeah, I do think about that. Like, when I'm running, I'm like, I can't sell this layup. Like, I have to make it. So it takes a lot of thought. I feel like an open layup's harder than
absolutely
a layup with.
And no one's going to criticize you for missing a contested layup. But when you have an entire half of the floor to yourself, it is you, the basket, and everyone watching. And that's when you should be nervous. Not when everyone's listening to you talk. When everyone's watching you.
Yeah, everyone's just watching you run down the court, and it's like, you have to make this.
So
it's like
really,
a wide open three.
Are you really thinking about, like, don't miss, don't miss, don't miss?
Yes, I am. I am. That's definitely going through my head.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you did miss, not trying to instill this in you, but, like, how would you play it off? Oh,
I really wouldn't. I would just be like,
there's wind.
I would take accountability. I'd be like, I'm sorry, guys. Like, I was too open. So,
what would Coach Stein say? Would that be?
I'd probably come out.
Bad? Yeah, it'd probably come out. I hear you. Again, Kylie Dennis here on WREF and talking about her role with this team and watching you on the floor. That's really exciting because we know that it took so much to get back on the floor for you. Let's talk about the team, right? Because I think if the season ended today, you guys are in third place in the OVC, but you're right there and an opportunity over the next, six games, the last six games, to garner some more position in the OVC. How do you feel about this group and the last few games of the season ahead of the OVC tournament, which you've already clinched?
I feel good. I think we just need to keep playing USI basketball, keeping the chip on our shoulder, being consistent, and I think we'll be fine. I mean, when we're playing together and confident, I feel like we can take on anybody. So, just staying together.
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off. You mentioned the idea that it's a bit of a different role for you compared to what you had in high school. Point guard in high school, now more of a 2-3 in college. And, of course, the offense is largely running through Allie with the way that she's been playing this year, and she's going to be an all-OVC player, you'd imagine. I feel like for you, your role has changed depending on what she's doing and what the team needs game by game.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming off the bench here or there, position by position, minute by minute. How do you stay on your toes and stay ready for the adaptive role that Coach Stein has trusted you with this year?
Just getting in where I fit and just helping the team, doing what I need to do. With Allie at the one, she plays off the ball a lot. She gets a lot of assists for us. Good. She makes a lot of good passes. So I feel like how she plays affects us a lot. So just playing off of her and keeping with the team, really.
I want to get you out of here on this, okay? Thought exercise. If you were in the starting lineup, and hopefully we could see you in the starting lineup soon, what would your choreographed handshake be? What would it look like? Because you said it's personality-driven.
Well, it depends on who's at the top. Yeah.
Who's doing?
Who's going to be?
Sarong.
Okay,
is...
Sarong's at the top. I don't know. We don't have a handshake.
Oh, I know.
Surprisingly,
I'm asking
don't...
you to come up with one right now.
I don't know.
Okay,
we
so
do.
You do the TikTok. So
I really don't know. I haven't thought about it, honestly.
Start thinking about it.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Who would you want to do it with you? Like, who is the optimal?
Probably Bew.
Bew.
She has the most personality, I feel like, on the team, so it'd probably be her, yeah.
Are you two, and I'm asking this knowing that there's another player in attendance right now, not trying to hurt her feelings, I'm actually asking, are you two the two most athletic players on the team?
Me and Bew.
Yeah.
I would say so. Yeah?
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
You're a little timid at answering that.
I think
that we're stepping on toes
on the
roster?
I mean, I don't know, I feel like Shannon could also.
Yeah.
Getting them that too.
Okay. Maybe.
So, I don't know.
Maybe
we're
so
talking like speed or what are we talking like?
Pure overall athleticism.
Okay, probably me and Bew, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I like it. Let's see what Sarong has to say about
okay.
that. Sarong West is coming up when we return right here on the Rickstown Radio Show.
Love you,
round
Sarong.
Of applause for Kylie. Back in a moment here on WREF.
Jimmy John's fresh made sandwiches on their fresh made bread using hand sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
Looking for a place to unwind at the end of the week? A relaxing atmosphere with friends and family? Great food and drink? Then look no further than the Hilltop Inn on Evansville's west side. Fridays are special with their smoked pork chop dinner that includes a delicious thick smoked pork chop with two sides and a roll starting at 4 p.m. and available while supplies last. The Hilltop Inn also has $2 fish bowls of Busch Light all day, every day. An Evansville tradition, the Hilltop Inn on top of the hill at 1100 Harmony Way in Evansville.
All plus tax title license, 245 dock fee with approved credit through MFS, 33 months, 15% of MSRP due, 7,500 miles per year, zero security. Financing is $1,705 and $1,748 per month per thousand borrowed. Zero down, cannot be combined, not all qualify, ends 3/1/26.
Get ready, get set, and drive with low payments at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Come in today and get ready to save big. You're set with a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $219 a month lease, or 0.9% for 60 months. Drive a new 2026 Mazda CX-50 hybrid, lease for $279 a month or 1.9% for 60 months. Plus, when you buy from us, you're backed by Fuse. Ready, set, and drive with big savings. CX-5s, $219 a month or 0.9 for 60 months. CX-50 hybrids, $279 a month or 1.9 for 60 months. At Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
And And we're back on the Rookstein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have Sarong West, Jimmy John, sub of the show here on WREF, Screaming Eagle women's basketball player. Hey, Sarong, really appreciate the time. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
All right. How do you feel? Because Kylie was a little bit nervous. Mm-hmm. You don't seem nervous at all.
I am nervous. You know, public speaking is always something to be nervous about, but at the end of the day, it's just having a conversation with you, yeah, and everybody else gets to hear it at the same time.
Everyone's just staring at you, but, like, forget it.
I just kind of believe that nobody's here. Yeah. And it's just us.
All right, I like it. I like it. Let's break the ice, because apparently we struck a nerve in the last segment in talking about athleticism, and you are apparently the better athlete compared to Kylie. Is that what I understand?
I would just say, like, if we're going to combine every aspect of athleticism, and then also considering the fact that I'm also the shortest person on the team, the fact that I can jump just about the same height, you know, like, okay. I would argue, if we're going to get really intellectual about it, I would say I'm probably second on the team behind Bew.
Okay.
It's just an opinion.
Well, here's the deal. We're talking about leap. We're talking about athleticism. And I know Kylie's not on to defend herself.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Sarong. And here's why. Okay, first of all, shortest player on the team. Respect, right? Mm-hmm. I like that.
Hard over height.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then second of all, I like that she was very insistent right there in her answer as, I'm not the best athlete on the team. It's Bew. I'm second. That's humility. And I like that. And that's why I believe you.
Okay.
Also, yeah, the height thing. I mean, I bond over that. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't seem to matter in your game. Where does the love for basketball come from? Because, you know, people, they see my height and they're like, oh, it makes sense he's the broadcaster because he can't play. Mm-hmm. But you're playing and you're playing at a high level in Division I. So where does your love for the game come from?
It's actually a very interesting story. When I've always been very athletic. My mom has let me do any sport I wanted. I used to be a very avid swimmer. I was on the swim team since I was maybe 5 years old. And at the local Y that I would swim at, there happened to be a basketball program, and I tried it out, and I thought the coach was really loud and scary, and I hated basketball, and I didn't touch another basketball until about the fourth grade, and I tried it out again, and it was just something about the game that I played with a bunch of my friends, and it, from there, it just kind of clicked, and it just felt right, kind of, and here I am today.
I like that. By the way, a round of applause.
Thank you.
For that. We love basketball. We like that you eventually landed on basketball. Mm-hmm. That's how you landed in Evansville. By the way, quick shout out to Mom. She's here at the Hilltop, right?
Yeah.
Round of applause. Love that. Oh, and she bows. And we know where the bows come from, a professional dancer by trade. So she's used to the bows. I get that. So with that in mind, I'd imagine that you're a good dancer, too.
Ooh. Ooh. I will say I'm getting better.
Okay. TikTok, yeah.
TikTok, I guess, kind of. Actually, I wasn't very good at regular dance, but I was a tap dancer. I had been tap dancing for about 7 years of my life at some point until basketball took over just about everything that was in school.
Okay.
Which is, you know, actually in the long run has been very helpful in terms of basketball.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I did not get the dance side of the genetic, you know, pool that she has. But, you know, she's a professional dancer. She still dances to this day. Wow. So she can keep all of it for herself. And I'm good with being pretty good at basketball.
Okay, so. I like that. I like that. I do want to know, though, does that mean that you didn't, or is the dancing generation or gene, did that skip a generation, or did you just get, like, your father's feet?
I would probably say I got my dad's feet.
Yeah.
He wasn't big on sports. I know that he did row in college,
okay,
but you don't really use your feet in rowing other than pushing yourself to pull the oar. So, I definitely got more of the athletics from my mom's side,
okay,
but from what I've heard, I never got to meet him. My grandfather on my father's side was a very good swimmer at Princeton.
Okay.
So,
I like that, yeah.
I might have also gotten it from him, too. So.
Okay. You know, you mentioned the idea of the basketball coach being kind of loud and scary initially, your first basketball coach. I will say this, though. I've covered swimming in my career. I've covered a lot of sports. the swimming coaches, in my opinion, are the loud and scary ones because they're screaming at the top of their lungs so that the swimmers, correct me if I'm wrong, can hear them underneath the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's that, and then the humidity of just being in the pool, which just completely turned me off from the whole swimming thing.
Yes.
Was that part of your transition away from swimming too?
Unfortunately, swimming got a little monotonous.
Yeah.
You know, swimming in the same direction for a couple hours just wasn't really cutting it for me anymore. That was just something about basketball. I can't even really pinpoint it, to be honest, that really drew me the second time, thankfully.
Yeah.
But I still love to swim recreationally, kind of. My uncle also happens to be a great swimmer, too, so whenever I go to visit him in Korea with the rest of my family, he always takes me out to a beach, and we get to swim around and stuff and, just have a lot of fun.
Okay, let's talk about your basketball career then. Mm-hmm. Enough with the swimming career. We don't need to. Let's talk about the basketball stuff. A transfer from North Alabama, but you've had a wild ride to your career.
Yes.
It was also in JUCO. Your career began as a walk-on, so take me through the progression of your career and how you ended up in Evansville on scholarship D1.
Yeah, so I went to a very academic-focused high school. We prided ourselves on the fact that we have 9 Nobel laureates, which was, one of the main things that you always hear about when you hear something from an alumni, as you can see. And I wasn't the best basketball player in high school, if I'm being very honest. I was about 5'2 up until the start of my junior year. So I wasn't even really – I was even shorter than I was now. So that obviously didn't help. But the love for basketball kept me pushing and I guess gave me a couple inches too. And unfortunately, right after my season had ended, my junior year of high school was when COVID hit.
Mm.
And I remember the first 2 weeks of school being canceled and everybody being crazy about it. And then the cancellation kind of going on into 2021. So I had to miss out on an entire very important summer of AAU recruitment and stuff like that. So what I decided along with my family was to take a prep year up at Choate Rosemary Hall, which is this boarding school in Wallingford, Connecticut, which is kind of in the middle of nowhere as well. And from there, I got a little bit of interest. It was still kind of COVID as well. I walked on at Binghamton. I learned a lot, but I also learned that a kind of confidence grew in me that, like, I did walk on, but that kind of proved to me that I belonged at the Division I level, since I basically had to try out to be on the team, and I made it, and I was able to hang with the majority of their players. And then, obviously, since I didn't get to play, I needed some tape, and I decided to go the JUCO route, which took me to an even smaller town in the middle of Kansas. I tell people all the time, I went to a JUCO in Kansas. They ask me where. I say I'm from. It was in Iola, and they're like, what the heck is that? And I'm like, I don't know. The town was maybe 1,600 strong, so it was definitely the smallest environment, biggest adjustment so far. But it definitely set me up for when I eventually transferred to North Alabama and then transferred here to Evansville. So
Evansville is a major city compared
to
Iola.
Yes, indeed.
I like that.
Yes.
I do have to mention this because my parents wouldn't be upset if I didn't. My father went to Binghamton.
Really?
Yeah, we call him a Bingaling. How do you like that? Does that sit well with you?
I've never heard that one.
No, I know.
So
I'm trying to get it to catch on.
I don't know if it will. I'm going to be quite honest.
Be like Bingalingaling, kind of like
no.
that. You don't like it?
No, but the drawing board is always there. But, we're big Bearcat people up there, and that's what we are, the SUNY Binghamton Bearcats. But I'm not too sure if Bingaling will catch along.
It could. If,
that's true.
If enough people hop on board, then we can get it to catch on.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I ask about your journey in your college career because I'm not going to say it's over, but Senior Day is coming up this week on Saturday, and you're going to be one of the seniors honored. So what's that going to be like for you? I know your mom's here. I'm sure she's staying right for Senior Day. Is that going to be sad? Is that going to be bittersweet? What's that going to be like for you?
I'm going to be honest, I don't really know exactly what to expect. Again, my high school career got cut short because of COVID, so I never really got a true senior day. in high school either. So I've had a lot of people, teammates and coaches, ask me, like, little tidbits of things of, what do you like? You know, if I got you this, would you like it? And I'm like, I don't know. But it's definitely going to be very bittersweet. You know, I learned a lot in my journey playing college basketball at both the JUCO level and at the Division I level. And I would also be very sad to see this group go, since I've made so many really meaningful connections that I hope that will continue on throughout my life.
Yeah.
But also sweet in the sense that I got to do it with a group that I love. So.
No doubt. Round of applause for that, by the way. I love that. And here's the deal. Even though we only got you for 1 year, you are forever a part of the Screaming Eagle mm-hmm. family. So there's no doubt about that. Yeah, I do want to ask you about one of your, in my opinion, biggest contributions to the team. And you know, we love watching you on the court. But for me, you are most prevalent when you're on the bench and you're saying that one phrase that you say all the time. It is D-up.
Yep.
Just D-up, D-up, D-up. And if anyone can't hear her, move a couple of rows closer because you can hear Sarong. Where does that come from? Because that, I'm not going to lie, in my business we call it redundant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's effective because you guys have one of the best defenses in America, and I'd imagine that you take some credit for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, all right, round of applause.
It's all me right there. yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm loud, but I know that when I need to be, I can be.
You're heard.
Quite loud.
Yeah.
I've heard from some people, including my father. He's like, that's a little too loud sometimes. but, yeah, you know, I really buy into the role no matter where I am. And here, I love being a hype man. As much as I would love to see myself succeed, I love to see my teammates succeed more. If you ever ask me what my favorite play is basketball, it's always going to be an assist because it gets me on the stat sheet, but more importantly, it gets a teammate, somebody else up there. And it's also just, you know, it brings up the energy. I like to have high energy, especially if we're doing good, but even more when we might not be doing as hot or if we're having like a bit of a cold stretch. Just to be able to bring up my teammates and, you know, give them a little boost of energy is always something that I look forward to.
I like that. That's Sarong West, everyone. Round of applause. Really appreciate it. This was your radio debut, right?
Yes.
You crushed it. So did Kylie, by the way. You guys both crushed it. Thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on everything so far. Good luck on senior day. And I say good luck because I wonder if you're going to be trying to hold back the tears. If you are, good luck with that, because it's not going to be easy. Again, Sarong West, everyone. Round of applause for her. Coach Stein back in a moment. Right here on WREF. Hey, USI fans. A basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
For 20 years, Hoosier Home Improvement has been taking care of tri-state residents with their remodeling and roofing needs. Looking to replace or upgrade the windows in your home, Hoosier Home Improvement is a certified expert Pella installer and has been recognized as number one in the nation when it comes to customer satisfaction, as determined by Pella Corporation. At Hoosier Home Improvement, they take pride in their work, get projects done on time, and are licensed, bonded, and insured. For professional home improvement projects, call Hoosier Home Improvement at 812-421-1201.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
plus tax title license includes first payment and 245 dock fee. $3,000 due at signing. Zero security. 10,000 miles per year. With approved credit. Financing $2,083 per month per 1,000 borrowed. Zero down 48 months. Must finance with KFA. Offers can't combine. Ends 3/1/26.
Get ready for new Kias with 0% financing at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Get ready for big savings on new 2025 Kia K4s, only $169 a month. You're set with a new 2025 Kia Sorento, just $279 a month. Or buy with 0% financing. Drive a new 2025 Kia Telluride, now $299 a month, or buy with 0%. All 24-month leases. Got a trade? See us today and we'll make you a huge offer. It's the Ready, Set, Drive sales event. Don't miss K4s, $169. Sorentos, $279 or 0%. Tellurides, $299 or 0%. At Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
Back on the Rick Stein Radio Show. You're on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. And, of course, Rick Stein, the USI women's basketball head coach here on the ref, back after two Jimmy John subs of the show. We had Sarong West and Kylie Dennis, and they both crushed it in the radio debut.
Those two? Yeah, come on. Wow. Great job. It's always so fun to have, you know, our players, our young women up here to talk and for our best ones in here to obviously to get to know them a little bit better too and their situations and experiences and so proud of both of those two. Kylie is in her third year here and boy, she just had a bad scenario starting off with that injury and it just never went away really. I mean, you know, I think, I don't know, Kylie, a month and a half or a year and a half in a boot, it seemed like. And she just couldn't get out of it but stayed the course. And I it's not easy. And, you know, injuries stink. And it's hard to stay motivated and stay focused. One of the things, with Kylie, you know, we go in the weight room and do some things. And I noticed, you know, and a lot of people don't get this. I remember looking at her physically, and I was like, man, that leg that she had hurt was just smaller than the other one. That takes time to get that back and time to rehab and time to get your timing back and your game back and your confidence back and your toughness and all the, it's so many things that happen, you know, with an injury, especially something that lasts that long. I'm really proud of her and her resilience in her fight and she got back. This year's probably your most healthy year, and then she had a sprained ankle, what was it, 3 or 4 weeks ago, whatever, and then she was in a boot again. I was like, oh my, we can't have this again. It certainly, obviously, blessed that it didn't happen, it last as long as, you know, her last scenario did, but really proud of her because she's kept her fight and kept her love, you know, for the game. Because when you're out for that long, I mean, that's a long time to be out and not on the court with us. Really proud of her and how she's gone. Over the last, you know, few weeks and 3-4 weeks, whatever, you've seen Kylie's minutes go up. It's because she's earned them. I mean, she's fought and her practice has been awesome. She's really raised her level, and some of that is just because she's been able to be with us more. And the more you're with us, the more it's going to come. And And we do a drill in practice called Rick's Drill. It's one of those that I did in junior college, and Chancellor gave it that name because it was a drill that I told her about. What Kylie a couple weeks ago was in that drill. Just her hair was all over the place, flying everywhere. She was competing so hard. And
what is this drill?
It's a 2-on-2 rebounding drill, and it's about toughness, and it's about heart, and it's about giving all you got. And Kylie was she was all over in it, and she was giving all her as she got. All she has and she was fighting, she's fighting against Chloe and Shanna and, some of our bigs in there and getting beat up, and she's beating them up and getting after the ball. I don't know. It's one of those drills that kind of gives you goosebumps, especially when you see kids succeed in it and these young women succeed in it. Just super proud of, her growth and where she's come and how she stayed the course with it. And obviously her play is come on now, you're playing, all right? These last
25 points in the last three games.
Come on now,
Double-digit minutes in each of the last four.
And again, those are earned, 100% earned, and she knows it. She earned those, and again, when you get those opportunities, you gotta keep earning it. The offensive side's one thing. But the other parts of it is huge. Sarong, we're so blessed to have Sarong with us. She came in on June 8th, and again, being a one-year transfer kind of a player, it's not an easy gig, and especially to play the position that I think is the toughest on our team, a point guard position. I think back, and I can't remember one time I had to tell Sarong to work harder. Not one time, ever. That's in our mile run. That's in the weight room. You should see Sarong in the weight room. I mean, and I think this is why she thinks she's one of the best athletes here, because she's moving weight in the weight room. You're like, wait a second. I mean, she can bring it now, and she's moving weight that none of our players can move. And then come on out. It's real. And then on the court, here's the thing. Everybody, and I love what she said about roles. And again, would Sarong like a few more minutes in the game? I'm sure she would. I mean, we all want more. Everything she brings every day has made us better. She works so hard every single day. Never had to tell her to compete. Never had to tell her to raise her level. Never had to tell her to come on, pick it up, Sarong. She makes us better every single day in whatever role she's playing that day on the court, and that's hard to do. And we're at where we are because of Sarong's work and her work ethic from day one, and her leadership. One of the things that's hard to do, especially as a transfer coming in, and you don't know anybody, and you're just trying to find your way. To try to find your voice in what's going on. And I don't know how it worked out early for her or didn't work out early for her because, it's summer and you get into fall and those kind of things. But I'll tell you what, her voice matters. And like you said, even on, what she says on the bench and things that are happening at that point in time, when she puts her two cents in, we're listening, and it matters. And again, so proud of her and what she's done, her work ethic. So glad to have her with our team. She's made us better, and she makes us better every day. And that's on and off the court. And again, you've obviously got a chance to know her a little bit better up here. Her personality's awesome and so fun to be around. And again, these two. Obviously, everybody matters. Every role matters on our team. We have 13 awesome young women, and these two are right in the middle of some great things that are happening with our basketball team right now.
Love it. Round of applause for that. We're going to be back in a moment right here on the Richtown Radio Show talking about tomorrow's game, senior day, and everything in between right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.
For 20 years, Hoosier Home Improvement has been taking care of tri-state residents with their remodeling and roofing needs. Looking to replace or upgrade the windows in your home, Hoosier Home Improvement is a certified expert Pella installer and has been recognized as number one in the nation when it comes to customer satisfaction as determined by Pella Corporation. At Hoosier Home Improvement, they take pride in their work, get projects done on time, and are licensed, bonded, and insured. For professional home improvement projects, call Hoosier Home Improvement at 812-421-1201.
When Coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
License 245 dog fee with approved credit through MFS. 33 months, 15% of MSRP due. 7,500 miles per year. Zero security. Financing is $1,705 and $1,748 per month per thousand borrowed. Zero down. Cannot be combined. Not all qualify. Ends 3/1/26.
Get ready, get set, and drive with low payments at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Come in today and get ready to save big. You're set with a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $219 a month lease, or 0.9% for 60 months. Drive a new 2026 Mazda CX-50 Hybrid, lease for $279 a month or 1.9% for 60 months. Plus, when you buy from us, you're backed by Fuse. Ready, set, and drive with big savings. CX-5s, $219 a month or 0.9 for 60 months. CX-50 Hybrids, $279 a month or 1.9 for 60 months. At Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
Wrapping up shop here on the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop Inn. I'm Brad Fine. Coach Stein to my right talking USI women's basketball. Got a couple of games to preview, namely tomorrow against Tennessee State. Coach, what's it going to take to get a win against the Tigers?
Tennessee State's really good, really talented. It's weird because this time of year we play them, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago on the road, whatever it was. They had us down a double digits, and we had to fight to come back and win the game. They just got a big win against Western Illinois, who's winning the league on Saturday last week. And again, the separation from top to bottom is really tight. We got to defend. We got to rebound the ball. You and I have been talking about this a lot. I'm not trying to be that guy, you know, but how we guard is how we go. And when we hold teams under 60 points, we win the game. Our success with defending and rebounding the basketball generally leads to good stuff for us on both ends of the court. Individual players for them, we got to shut down, a couple of players for sure for them, because they have players that can really make, plays, one-on-one plays, and how our team defense goes is real. We got to take care of the ball. They will make a turnover into a bucket at the other end. So how we take care of it, how we run our offense, and certainly how we finish plays. Got to own the paint. Layups and free throws are huge. That's when we're at our best, when we're owning those places. And again, obviously, super excited to be coming home. Our home fans again, and being at Liberty Arena, last few home games for that. But that doesn't mean you're going to win. We got to take care of home court, and we got to be us. I think Kylie said it earlier, and maybe Sarong did too. USI basketball. That's one. We got to play us. We got to do us. Tennessee State's good at what they do. We got to be really good at what we do.
Games on WREF tomorrow. Also have Senior Day on Saturday. Yeah. So there's some emotions there. Again, Rick Stein, the USI women's basketball head coach here on WREF. Really appreciate you coming on and doing this, as always, at the Hilltop. Appreciate Kylie and Sarong for what they do and
sure.
hopping on the show. And just always a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing it again real soon.
Yeah, quick note, our play for K game, our pink games tomorrow. Everybody show up in the pink. We have that. Obviously, that's a breast cancer awareness game. And Saturday's a red out. So okay. Saturday's red. So and of course, Senior Day for us, too. And honor two awesome seniors in Allie and Sarong. Excited about that. But home, our two last home games, come on out and have a good time. And let's hopefully get some W's.
No doubt.
All right.
This has been the Rick Stein Radio Show here on WREF at the Hilltop. Thank you so much for coming down. Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Rick Stein on basketball on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at ListenTheRef.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by the Hausman Outdoor Solutions, Hilltop Inn, Allstat Office City, and by the Mack Industrial Services. Rick Stein on basketball has also been brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Lou Fuse Mazda, and by Jimmy John's. This Rick Stein on Basketball program has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and